What did you think about Jadeveon being named to the Pro Bowl?
Well, I was very happy for him. You know, he's gone through some stuff the first couple of years and hasn't been able to get on the field. And this year he's been able to stay on the field and been able to show what kind of ability he has. And so I think that it's good that other people recognize that ability, and he's been helping us win. So it's good.
Could you talk about the job that Butler's done? You know, he was, defensive coordinator at Penn State. And do you see him being a defensive coordinator again someday?
Sure. I mean, I think several guys on the defensive staff have the ability to be coordinators. And I think John is definitely one who can be a coordinator, has been a coordinator. He's a very hard worker. He's detailed. I think he's hard to outwork him. He's got a good football mind, makes adjustments on the sideline. So all of those things are good.
You guys are 18-0 when you lead at halftime since you got here. 5-0 this season. What does that say about the team that you haven't blown one halftime lead in 3 years?
Well, I think overall it says that, you know, they're playing good team defense because that's what we preach and that's what we talk about. And the things that we emphasize to them about how you have to play the game to win, what you need to do to win, I think that they pay attention, they listen, and then they try to do those things. And as a result of it, we've been able to win.
You surprised to hear that, 18-0?
Yeah, I am, because basically I go week to week, you know, and every week is the battle. And so what happened before that, it happened before that.
What are a couple of things that makes Romeo Crennel one of the all-time great defensive coordinators?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm just a hard worker. I try to do the best I can, try to get my guys to play hard, try to give them a good plan. And when all those things come together, we win. And like I tell them, I say, when you guys do good, I do good. When you guys do bad, I do bad. And so, you know, I kind of ride along with them. And when they do good, I do good.
Quentin Demps has credited the coaches for helping him have the success he's had this year. But what do you think he's done to help himself?
Well, he makes tackles for one. I mean, like last week he came up and he was very active in the running game and tackling and getting guys down. He's good on the back end, making adjustments and getting guys lined up in the right spot. And all of those things are important for the position he plays, you know. And I think the system fits him well. And so as a result, you know, he fits well in the system and is able to play well in the system.
Romeo, obviously your defense is having great success again this year. Have you, and you've been doing this for a really long time, have you given much thought how much longer you want to do this?
Nope. Really, because I know I used to work with a guy named Parcells, and he says if as soon as you start thinking about retirement, you might as well be retired, you know. So I don't think about it. Like I say, I go week to week.
Were you retired when Bill called you? Are you coaching that All-Star game, didn't you? You were out. Were you planning on coming back, just waiting for the next call? What was the situation then?
Yeah, I was sitting at home with my feet propped up, getting on my wife's nerves, and just waiting to see if someone would call. And, you know, the All-Star game, it was just something that I was invited to do, and I felt like that good. I'd like to do that because it's still football, still working with players. And then Bill gave me a call, and, you know, at the point, I felt like that the people that you work with, you know, is important. And so I had heard about Bill. I knew some of the guys he was thinking about hiring. You know, I'd met Rick, and so I felt like this would be a good situation, so I decided to come.